Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. They're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepared. Thank you for being in class with us. Nathan, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I'm really well. And you, Kathy?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Well, Kathy, we have a whole bunch of things to talk about. And, you know, it keeps reoccurring in my mind the reason that that we can talk about the things that we do here at USA Prepares is because we're on the ground and we do it. You know, the others in radio who I'm disappointed with, don't. They just read about it and try to talk about it. We actually do it. And because of that, I'd like to share something that I've been sitting on for probably a couple weeks. And I wanted to make absolutely sure that I was right before I did this because, frankly, Kathy, this is quite alarming. Would it be all right with you if I share some facts with our class that is indicative of really serious problems in the supply chain? Would that be right if we start with this?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. So, class, the reason that I can talk about this firsthand is because I'm on the front lines with this. You know, we have a farm, and because we have a farm, we maintain our own equipment. We have to. It's not economically viable to hire people to maintain our equipment. So we've learned how to maintain heavy equipment. I'm talking about track loaders. I'm talking about bulldozers. I'm talking about backhoes. I'm talking about farm tractors and cars and trucks, etc. And along with that comes tires. And you all buy tires. Well, we buy tires from very, very large organization. I'm not going to say who. And because of that, we have access to information in terms of how many of each are available, you know, in a 3 or 4 state area, how many are available in the local area, how many are available across the nation. And what am I talking about? How many of what? Well, pretty much everything that relates to tires. I'm talking about wheel weights. I'm talking about the lubricant that your tire technician will use to mount a brand new tire on your wheel so that the tire does not get scuffed and damaged and chunks taken out of the bead while it's being mounted. So you need to use this lubricant. And it's a special lubricant for rubber products. And I'm talking about tires. I'm talking about common size tires. I'm talking about valve stems. So let me give you the numbers as of yesterday. Now, if you look at a common size tire, like something that might fit a Chevy Cruze, yeah, small car. Common size, a lot of people drive small cars, so it's a common size. 225. 45 by 18 inches. Okay. If you want, and when we order tires, we typically get them, we order them today, we get them tomorrow. Next day delivery. So next day means that they are in a local area for the delivery truck to get them out of the local warehouse and bring them to, you know, like a 100-mile radius of the warehouse. There are 40 that are available in a brand called Iron Man. Now, Iron Man is a value tire. It's an imported tire brand, and it's okay. You know, it might have 40,000-mile warranty, or it might even last 40,000 miles. But there are 40 of them that are available next day. If you want to buy a Kumho, which is an Asian import, there are 5 available in the country. If you want to buy a Kumho XL, which is a little higher grade tire, there are 10 of them available in the country. If you want to buy Uniroyal, none. If you want to buy Hankook, there are 6 in the country. If you want to buy a tire by the name of Falcon, they're available. Now, we have tried Falcons, but they are really, really hard to get to fit on a wheel. The dimensions are not right. They fit so tightly, we can't get them to seat properly. It's really, really hard. So the tire guys don't like mounting them because they're hard. It takes probably 5 times longer to put a Falcon on than it does to put any other kind of tire on. So why are they available? I believe they're available because no one wants to put them on. That doesn't mean they don't work well. Once they're on, they're okay. But getting them on, that's a fight. So let's move over to a General Motors truck tire. Like, let's say a 2011. And that would typically use a 265/65 by 18-inch tire. In the Iron Man series, that brand, and we put a lot of those on, there are none available within 3 or 4 states. Kumho, none available within 3 or 4 states. Hankook, 100 are available, or maybe even more. General Tire, you've all heard of. Sooner or later, you'll own Generals. 34. Tire valve stems, you know, those little things that look like penguins, about the size of a domino, shaped like a penguin. And when you get a new tire, the salesman will say, well, you want new valve stems? And the valve stem is this rubber assembly that has a Schrader valve inside, and you push that with your fingernail, and air will come out, you know, that kind of thing. That's a tire valve stem. Well, they're sold to companies like ours that sell tires. They're sold in bags of 50. And you're going to be very surprised at the price of these. If you go to the tire store, they'll probably sell them to you for $2.50 a piece. Well, they cost about 25 cents a piece. So we buy them in bags of 50, and we get maybe a few bags at a time. In the United States right now, there are 72 bags. Now, if you multiply that out, that comes out to less than $1,000 worth of inventory in tire valve stems in the most common size. Now, they make them long and they make them short, and you want the shortest valve stem that works, and that's the most common size. And the reason you don't want it long is as you go down the road, that tire valve stem is going to flex, and eventually it can break off and leak, or leak and then break off. So the most common size is the one that we use, and it works for alloy wheels, it works for steel wheels, and that's the one that they have 72 bags, about $900 worth of inventory at the price they sell it to us for. Let's say you're interested in those black 4-inch tire plugs. You know, you put the tire glue on them, the rubber cement, and you poke it through the hole in the tire. It's a temporary, not recommended way of sealing a leak, like a nail hole. In quantity, in the quantities that we would buy them in, the large bags, there's 7 in the country. If you patched a tire and you wanted to use the kind of patches that we use, there's what's called a patch plug. And a patch plug is a it looks like a witch's hat. Okay? There are three ways of patching a tire. One is you put a plug in it, which is like a strip of rubberized fabric, like a pipe cleaner almost, but it's rubberized. And you put that in the tire, and it seals the tire. Another way is you take the tire, dismount the tire from the wheel, and you buff the rubber surface on the inside, and you put a tire patch. This might be a round patch, you know, a couple inches in diameter, an inch in diameter, depending on the size of the hole. And the way we do it is we use a combination of a plug and a patch, and it's called a plug patch. And it looks like a witch's hat, and what we do is we thread the top part of the hat through the hole. And then attached to that is the patch. So it fills the hole and patches the leak. And that's the most expensive way to do it. It's the best way to do it. And it's the way we do it. Not everybody does that. Well, the 1-inch size, which is a common size, there are none available in 4 states. The 2.25-inch size, you can get them in two-day delivery, and there's 9 of them available for sale. The 3.25 round size, which most people don't use, there are 38 of them available nationally. I ordered 6 tires for my 2 AMXs. 215, 75, 14. They're 14-inch tires. Not real common size. There's 1 available in the country. 1. I don't know when we'll get them, but I ordered them anyway. Why did I order 6? Because we have 2 AMXs. And I thought, shoot, you know, what good are these antique cars if I can't have tires for them? So I decided I would spend some of our savings and buy 6 tires. Now, I don't pay the same price that you guys do, unless you're buying them wholesale like we do. And we have our own tire mounting equipment. We have a tire balancer, the Snap-on type, top of the line, but it's old. And I paid $400 for it. And then I converted it to run from 3-phase to split phase. Nobody wanted it because they couldn't figure out how to convert, you know, the type of electricity that it used. And then we have a Coates brand air-powered tire machine, top of the line, used, old. And so because we have these machines, we are on the front lines of feeling what's happening in the tire industry. Now, you may say, well, that's no big deal. I just don't need tires anyway. Okay. What about the other people who need them? What about the trucks that make the deliveries that need them? The reason that this is happening is because in Southeast Asia, where they plant the rubber trees, they haven't been planting the rubber trees. It takes 5 to 7 years for the rubber trees to grow. And where do most of our tires come from? Southeast Asia and China. We'll be right back. I'd love to hear Kathy's comments when we come back.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, yesterday, we were trying to mount some tires on alloy wheels. And they fit a Chevy Cruze. And we can't get them to fit. We can't get them on. And so one of the tricks that that you do when you have difficulty getting a tire to mount properly is you put it in the sun. And it's blazing hot here. So we've got the tires in the sun. We leave them out in the sun to get really hot. So hot that they're uncomfortable to touch. And they're really pliable at that point. And they should just, if you use tire lubricant, it should be just a breeze putting them on. We got four tires. And we can't get them on four Chevy wheels. Now, these wheels did have tires on them, different brand. Can't get the Iron Man tires to fit now. Iron Man tires have gone from really good quality to mediocre at best. So what do we do? Well, we ordered four more tires, and they'll be here today. I'm going to try four more. Maybe they came from a different country, because what we're finding is that the country of manufacturer is not the same. Even though, like, if you buy a general pair, like four general tires, some may be from Mexico and some may be from another country. No kidding. And you just bought them all at the same time. And that's what's happening. So we're hoping that maybe from a different manufacturing plant, the tires will fit. But we're finding that tolerances on lots of things are not correct. Spark plugs, bearings, pulleys, water pumps, starters, pretty much doesn't matter what it is, the tolerances are not acceptable to us. And having four tires that will not seat on the wheel is unacceptable. It's not usable. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, seating a tire, you know, you mount the tire onto the wheel. And then you inflate it, and you inflate it, and inflate it, and inflate it to the point where it goes pop. And that's where the bead seats against the rim of the wheel. We have four tires, we can't get to seat. Lubricant, polishing the rims of the wheel, doesn't matter what we do, we can't get it to seat because the tolerances of the tire are too small. It's too tight. So, Kathy, do you have any comments about what I just mentioned and maybe how this impacts the broader picture of not just, I can't get the tires right now?
Well, first of all, I'm speechless that the inventory is so low, Ben. I feel like this is going to bring our country down. If we just think about how inconvenient it is if you have a flat tire or you can't take your car somewhere, but it's got to have a ripple effect through the whole country. If we can't get tires, especially like you mentioned, the truckers, how are they going to get the merchandise and the groceries to the store? And if you can't get to work, Vince, is it just because of the rubber shortage, or are there other factors that are entering into this?
I think the lack of planting of the new rubber trees, the replacement of the rubber trees, started at the beginning of the China virus. So we're, you know, over a year and a half into the China virus, and the trees have not been planted. So if we had a just-in-time inventory system to begin with years ago, and we're a year and a half late in getting these trees planted, that is a major cause. But in addition to that, people don't want to go to work. So the people that plant the trees don't want to go to work. The people that harvest the natural rubber don't want to go to work. The people who are converting the natural rubber and mixing it with synthetic rubber don't want to go to work. The people who sell the tires want to go to work. The truck drivers don't want to go to work. Nobody wants to go to work. So you put all that together. And this, I think, is just one small example of what is happening in the supply chain right now. And the supply chain is the supply chain for everything, whether it be pasta noodles, bar soap, laundry detergent. The ripple effects and domino effects are happening throughout all of these industries. So the tires, this is just one. Kathy, the reason we can talk about this, it's not because we read about it. You'll find that this has not made the news. Just like a lot of things that we talk about them before they make the news. Why? Because we experience them and we see what is happening. And why is it that 28% of new cars don't come with a spare tire? Why is that? Maybe it's because they can't get the tires. Maybe it's because they're saving the money on the tire, the jack, the wheel, etc. Maybe it's all of the above.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
CBS News station WRGB is reporting nearly $9 million has been paid by New York taxpayers for disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal defense fees. And more funds are expected to be spent as his attorneys are charging the state $600 to $900 an hour. Breaking down what happens now on Fox News is Jonas Spilvor, a criminal defense lawyer.
That report from Letitia James is not going to be evidence that's going to be used against him in a criminal court. It is one big giant hearsay exception. So where taxpayers are going to have to flip the bill some more is when prosecutors, if prosecutors want to actually file charges and prosecute him, it's going to be on the prosecution, i.e. the taxpayers, to bring those individuals back into court, the subpoena fees, the witness fees, the expert fees, etc. So we're still going to be paying for that. But the good news is Cuomo would be privately paying for his own defense if criminal charges are eventually brought. That's a little bit of good news for us taxpayers.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor in less than 2 weeks.
But make no mistake, our work has already begun, and I know this year and a half has been so challenging for families and businesses across our state. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's getting any easier. The Delta variant is still raging, and it's going to take all of us to defeat it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we're teaching some tips from the book. And domestic engineering and tips that we think you need to know about. So let's put an exclamation point on this. So in 2017, the model year 2017 for new vehicles, 28% of them came without a spare tire. Now that means no spare tire, no jack to jack up your car, no lug wrench, okay? No way of changing the tire. No way. 28%. That's more than one out of four vehicles came without a spare tire. AAA said that they were called by, in 2016, it's 5 years ago, they were called by more than 450,000 motorists who were stranded because they didn't have a spare. Now, they got all kinds of calls, but half a million calls because people were stranded because they were too stupid to find out that the vehicle that they bought didn't have a spare tire. Now, you know with absolute certainty you're going to get a flat tire. You know that. And yet 450,000 people were kind of stunned when they found out that they couldn't change the tire because they didn't have one in 2016. So what vehicles are being sold without a spare tire? Well, I have the list. Now, this ranges for different model years, you know, starting around 2014 for some of them. Now, some of them have run flat spares. Some of them give you a kit, you know, a can of tire inflator. You know, that stuff that you could buy at the dollar store for like a dollar, that thing. And just inflate your tires should you have a leak. Some of them come with that. But here are the ones that don't come with spare tires, unless you specifically order them. And some of them you can't get a spare tire anyway. But some of these model or some of these manufacturers will let you order a spare tire, but it's not standard. So you have to know. You have to know that you want to spend that extra, I don't know, $150, whatever it costs. Maybe it's $200, maybe it's $250, I don't know. But here are the brands that sell cars starting around 2014. Actually, some as far back as 2006 without a spare tire. Acura, Aston Martin, Audi, BMW. Now, this isn't just one model for this brand. I'm talking about some of these brands have eight or more models. Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet. When I say Chevrolet, I'm talking about Camaro, Captiva, Corvette, Cruze, Equinox, Impala, Malibu, Sonic, Spark, Tahoe Hybrid, Traverse, and Volt. Can you imagine having a Tahoe? It's like a big SUV, right? No spare tire. Chrysler, Coda, Dodge Chargers, Dodge Challengers, Dodge Vipers, Fiat, Fisker, Ford Explorer, Ford Focus, Ford GT, Ford Mustang, GMC Acadia, GMC Yukon Hybrid, Honda, that'd be Civic, Accord, Odyssey, and others. Hyundai, Jaguar, Jeep Cherokee 2014 and 2015. Can you imagine that? Kia, Land Rover, Lexus, Lincoln, Lotus, Maserati, Mazda, and like the grand prize winner with the most models, Mercedes, C-Class, E-Class, GL-Class, ML-Class, R-Class, S-Class, SL-Class, SLK, etc., and more. The Mini, you know, Mini Cooper, those guys. Mitsubishi, Nissan, Pontiac, Porsche, Ram, that's the old Dodge truck line, Saturn, Scion, Smart, Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen, Volvo. There you go. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. So, you know, we're talking about tires, we're talking about spare tires, we're talking about the supply chain. This is what's really happening. And I don't think anybody else is talking about this. Why? Because I don't think anybody else who's on the radio buys tires and installs tires and balances tires and sees the problems with the tires. I don't think anybody does, just us. And wheel weights. Now, the common ones are a couple days out. So it used to be that you could just call the company and say, hey, listen, next truck tomorrow, would you bring me some wheel weights? You know, in a half ounce or 1 ounce or three-quarter ounce or ounce and a quarter, ounce and a half. And they'd have them. And they don't have them all. That supply is thin, too. We keep at least, I'm thinking about $1,000 worth of wheel weights here at any point in time. Or we try to, if we can. $1,000 worth of wheel weights at the farm. Who else does that? I don't know anybody else that does that. Kathy, it's your thoughts. Any comments about what I've just said?
Vince, it's terrible. I know that my husband gets bulletins from GM, and they can't get microchips. So now if you want to get a car, if it's not ordered by a certain date, then you don't get the lane-changing display, or you're not going to get a display on your dashboard of any number of things. And it's all trickling down. And we have an area where it's just a whole one dealership after another. And when you go down, most of those are empty or almost empty. So I don't know what's going to happen if you need to repair a car or a truck or any vehicle, even farm equipment. What's going to happen in 6 to 9 months from now if they're not available now? Hopefully production will pick back up, but I don't know what you're going to do if you need a tire for your car and you can't get it, or a part for your car.
Right, and that's why I bought a bunch of spare parts as cars. Literally, we bought a bunch of the same kind of car, Mercedes-Benz E-Class, like E320, E430. So E means midsize, stands for executive class. The S-Class is the super luxury class, the big one, and then the C class would be the compact class. So this is kind of middle of the road, but in the real world, it's actually like a larger car. And so we bought several of these for spare parts because each one of them has four wheels, a steering wheel, an engine, transmission, you know, a drivetrain, windshield wiper motors, seats, glass. So for, you know, $1,000 or so, we can buy spare parts, one of everything, complete in a car that runs, and we put it in the garage, and another one. That way, we have extra tires, wheels, you know, starters, everything you possibly think of already installed on the car. So it's like a spare parts inventory, all put together. And let me give you an example. You brought up a very good point, spare parts, and so. We work on some pretty exotic cars here, the kind of cars that nobody else wants to work on, or maybe nobody can work on them. So we're working on a V12 Mercedes. That's a 12-cylinder, pretty sophisticated Mercedes. And the water pump was bad. We diagnosed the problem as at a bad water pump. The bearings on the water pump were bad. And it wasn't leaking. It just made this grinding sound. So we have a stethoscope and we on a long shaft, and we diagnosed exactly where the problem was. And put up on the lift, took the water pump out, ordered a new water pump. And before we ordered the water pump, we made sure we could get one. It's a couple days out. So we ordered it from the local parts store. They brought it in, and it got delivered. And so now we're looking at probably almost a week from the time that we ordered it to the time we get it. And standard protocol here is that we inspect every part before we put it on, because it's so hard to put parts on cars today. So we look at it very carefully, and the bearings on the brand new water pump aren't right. They're loose, which means that this thing is going to fail really soon. And we're talking about a half a day or more of labor draining the coolant and all that stuff to replace the water pump. So our son said to me, Dad, look at this. I go, it's unacceptable. And so he ordered another one from the same company, a few more days out. And the water pump comes in, it's better. Is it perfect? No. It's better, but it's still not perfect. So now the choice is, do you want this? This is the only other one you can get. Do you want it or not? So we're going to put it in, and we're going to hope it's going to last a few years, and maybe it will. But the point is, how did the first one get through the factory? Is the guy or gal asleep in the quality control area, the inspection area, the one that says, you know, inspected by number 11? Is that person out to lunch? Or did they fire that person? Or what? How does this happen? You know, when I was, Taffy, when I was selling auto parts back in the 1970s as a teenager, what I would do when a customer bought something, I would say, I'd put it on the counter and I'd open the box for them. And I would look at it and I would inspect it before they went out the door to make sure that the bearings were right, the gears were right, that it was lubricated, the parts moved properly, it fit. I did all those things, and I still do. Today, the guys that sell these auto parts don't even know what they are, let alone try to figure out if they're manufactured correctly. So what I'm saying is, how do you tell a customer, yeah, we got the water pump, but we didn't like it, so we sent it back. And, you know, we'll have one in, you know, it won't take more than, you know, a week to get it, and, you know, we'll put it on right away as soon as we get it. How do you tell a customer that? How do you tell a customer that, you know, we got your tires, you know, we special ordered them, they finally came in, and we can't get them to fit the wheels? That's what we did late last night. Called the customer and said, you know, we tried. We spent all day. We cannot get these tires to fit on your wheels. So we ordered four tires, right, for this car. So we ordered four of the same brand and four more of a different brand. That means we ordered 12 tires to try to get four to fit. Now, it's not that we ordered the wrong size. The tolerances of the new tires are so far out that the technicians that try to use these parts can't make them work. I'm talking about General Motors starters made in China. You try to line them up and they don't line up because the tolerances are wrong and the bolts don't line up on a brand new starter for a common item like a GM truck. We'll be right back. I'd love to hear your comments. This is, you know, out of control crazy. We're in for a rough ride.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about tips in the book, and a little bit of how to fight back is in this message, and you don't stand for this, and it's going to be really tough, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, in my opinion. We said this was coming. We talked about this early on in the very early days of the Corona panic, and now you're starting to see what we had been talking about. You're starting to see the hyperinflation. You're seeing the gasoline price up 42% from a year ago. No inflation here, right? I would say that's hyperinflation. And this is not going to stop anytime soon. You're going to see more shortages. You're going to see food shortages. It's starting to make the mainstream media. They don't want you to panic, but unless you're paying attention, you're going to be a victim of the supply chain collapse, in my opinion. Kathy, your comments, please.
Vince, you were talking about doing the tires, and if it took you all day to do it, then somebody's going to have to pay those labor costs. You can't just do that for free. And you know how much it costs if you take your car somewhere just per hour.
Yeah, the average shop time is about between $100 and $120 per hour. And that's because the shops have to pay for all these outrageously expensive tools and scanners and computer, devices, etc. And we charge $48.80 per hour. But then sometimes if it takes us 2 hours and we think, it should have taken an hour, we only charge for an hour, even though it took twice as long and we charge half as much. Kathy, in our world, we ate all of those costs yesterday, spending, hours and hours and hours just trying to get these tires to fit. Because the way we look at it is it's not the customer's fault that the manufacturer can't make good tires. It's not our fault either. But we can't justify charging a customer for something the customer didn't get. Because the customer, could say, are the tires on the car? No. We couldn't get them to fit. So in all, ethically, we can't charge for that. So we eat that. And all of the people who do the kinds of things that we're talking about doing here, I'm talking about repairing cars and servicing equipment, etc., we're all experiencing the same kinds of things, except I don't think they realize exactly what the cause is. Like, we rang the alarm about the STP-branded oil filters having gaskets, the round O-ring gaskets that failed. They're made in China. And so we'd put an STP, and it kept changing. Some of the STP filters were great, and some of them were garbage. And so what would happen is they would change the manufacturer's production line, or they'd change the factory that made them. The part number would be the same. It'd still fit the same Dodge or Chevy truck or car. We'd get, you know, another case of 24 filters, and it'd be a different lot from a different manufacturing facility, and those would be the ones that would fail. And so we noticed this, and we rang the alarm. But the other guys probably said, I don't know, it's just some leak, and we'll just put a filter on and it'll be okay. Well, we cut these filters open. We have a tool that will, like, almost like a can opener, if you will, and it will slice the case off an oil filter. It'll slice the housing off so we can inspect the media. We'll check for size, the anti-drain back valves, you know, all that. That's what we do. We check for contaminants in the oil filters to see if the engine is in self-destruct mode. But that's why it takes us so long to do these things. And that's why we notice the things that the other guys don't notice, because they don't, I don't think they know how, let alone want to take the time. But we do it the old-fashioned way. You know, the way it was done in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, maybe even the 70s, maybe even the 70s. But, so, yeah, we eat it. Any other thoughts about supply chain issues? Are you seeing supply chain issues in your world?
Yeah, I am, Vince. There's some things you can't find, and it's all sporadic, but I know that I've mentioned this before, but it just depends on where I'm at. Sometimes if I find something that I use all the time and I find a duplicate of it, I'll just buy it. Sometimes I'll go to, like, we have online auctions, and one of them that I just had, that I had gotten, it was a whole group of things, and you really couldn't see everything because it was just, you just viewed it. I have to send you a picture, Vince, but it had a toaster. It had a immersion blender. It had three can openers. And I'll tell you more when we get back, but it was amazing all the things they had in this one lot.
And are you saying that some people are just not paying attention and they're selling things that are valuable?
Yeah.
And they're out, yeah, and they're just out of their minds letting them go?
Yeah, they're just getting rid of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have no idea that replacing it is going to be expensive and maybe even impossible. And we've got Arjun in West Virginia on hold, and Arjun will be with you when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.